Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Now, Fahim and Vavim and Aleph, the Gemara is going on the Mishnah, which talks about the vidui of the pyre of Irain, that it says that he goes to the pyre was ben ul and mizbech, he puts his hands at the smich on it, and then says a vidui. And the Gemara says, which Tana holds ben ul and mizbech has a din of tzafin, has a din of tzafin, and it's good for shechita. Question is, where did the Mishnah say you do the shechita there? The Mishnah says you do the smicha and the vidui there. So Rashi says, well, the next perek, it says that he goes back again to the par, does another vidui, and then it says they do the shechita. So it sounds like the shechita is in the same place as it was in this Mishnah. And this Mishnah says, Vilma Mizbech. So the Gemara wasn't asking Akasha, how do you know the smicha works? For smicha, perhaps he wouldn't need suffering. But the point is, we see from a later Mishnah, the shechita needs suffering. That's what Rashi says. But the Teis Shanim says that we're asking from the smicha, because the smicha has to be mamakim shechita. And that's a big yisayin in the Teis Shanim. It's not so simple. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Tzadik, Gimel is mashman that, no, there's only one din of take of a smicha shechita. There's a din that has to be the shechita is right after the smicha, and that's why it has to be in the same place. Now here, clearly the shechita is not going to be right after the smicha. They do a grol in between. So then, who says it has to be in the same place? That could be Pshat and Rashi. But the Rambam is mashman that way. The Rambam is mashman, there's two separate dinim. There's a din, the shechita has to be in the same place as the smicha, and also there's another din, has to be right after the smicha. So that seems to be what the Teis Shanim holds. Now Rashi could be holds, there's no din that has to be in the same place. It's just the din of take of a smicha shechita. But you really could say a different pshat in Rashi, because the Mikdash David says, what's pshat b'chol you do a smicha now? This smicha is not even take of a shechita. Where did the smicha come from? There's a regular smicha, the Gemara learns out on Zohachim Daf Mem Aleph, that the parish liar needs a smicha, but that's a smicha you do right before the shechita. Maybe the second smicha would be that. But who says you do two smichas? So Chayav Bissel Shver. The Mikdash David says, Vaisley, this smicha is not mitzad the carbon, this smicha is mitzad the din vidui. The din vidui requires a smicha. So Mela, I would say, for sure the smicha wouldn't have to be in the place of the shechita. The Teis Shanim is mashma klai, not like the Mikdash David. It's mashma the smicha has to be in the place of the shechita. Now the Gemara here discusses, where is the din suffering? Three shittas. The Beis Yehuda says it has to be connected to the Mizbeach. Now Bazar Rav Shimon says it could also be in the front, further in the Azara, ben ul in the Mizbeach. And Rebbe says also in the back, as long as it's in the suffering, all the way from the Mizrach wall until the Ulam, is all, the suffering part is all suffering lagabe shkita. So three shittas. So Rashi explains, what's pshat in Beis Yehuda? Because besides for the din safin, it has to be al yerech. The yerech means it has to be connected to the wall of the mizbeach. It has to be al yerech. And the shaila is, so what does Rebbe hold? Seemingly Rebbe holds that whatever you could see the mizbeach, and it's called al yerech, because the Gemara says in a kol meidim that if it's min a chalifa sulufnim, everyone holds it's possible. Why? Rashi says because you can't see the mizbeach from there, so it's not al yerech. So it has to be tzafayim, it has to be north, but it also has to be al yerech ha-mizbech. According to Beis Yehuda, that means connected to the mizbech. And according to Rebbe, sounds like it doesn't have to be connected to the mizbech, as long as it has to be that you can see the mizbech. But what does Rav Blessed Rav Shimon hold? Blessed Rav Shimon holds ben ul the mizbech is good, but not the back. L'chayim anashach. Tzafayim, they're all in the north. El and I, you have to be connected to the mizbech because of al yerech, so why is ben ul mizbech good? And if you don't have to be connected to the Mizbech, so what's wrong with the back? Makom Jesus Ragli Kahanim. So the emphasis you could clear Chakira is it didn't suffer in Stama Makom, but there's no Kedusha more that suffer than the Darim. It's a Makom. Well, no, Tzafen has a Kedusha. Tzafen has a Kedusha. There's a Rishash in the Zvachim Nachmanayim on the days that says a Diyak from a Pasuk, and the Tzivos makes the same Diyak. It says by the Asher Mitzayim, V'shachar Eisei b'makayim v'sheishchu z'chatz Asher b'makayim ha-kaydesh. It sounds like there's a special Kedusha of Tzafayim. So if you learn that way, it's good. Because really, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon also holds that Al Yerech HaMizbech Tzafayim means K'neged HaMizbech. But he also, but kal v'chaymer, if keneged the mizbeach is good, so kal v'chaymer further in, it's even more kaddish. Maybe those there's a kasher. It has to be keneged the mizbeach. Or maybe there's some kedusha there which the other one doesn't have. But Baz Mishima says, no, if even that kedusha is good, so kol shken if it's further on. But in the back, Rashi and Zvachim says, Lashin kila kedusha, say it's not as kaddish, so mele not. Maybe else, no. The Al Yerech doesn't mean Keneged the Mizbech. Yerech means anything that you could see the Mizbech. But Bezer Hashem and Lechayer, the Pshat as he holds, it means Keneged the Mizbech. But it basically just said, takes it literally, only Keneged the Mizbech. Bezer Hashem says, no, if the Kedusha Keneged the Mizbech is good, Koshkin further in. But further back, it already doesn't have that Kedusha. So Mele Al Yerech tells you that wouldn't be considered to be Tzafayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.